10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Memphis, Tennessee, Life on Deck. I'm Cole. Lost Ozzy on Tuesday, so you know what I'm doing. I'm here till 7 o'clock. Please stick around. I'm going to be running the gamut of his career, and there's going to be stuff you might be like, why is he playing that? And that's okay, it'll be fine.
happened with Black Sabbath. We all ended up junkies and alcoholics and everything. Like the drummer ended up in a rehabilitation center. I did for a while. And in the end, disaster happens. It's inevitable to happen, disaster. Because it's like drugs, they were okay at the time, but we outgrew them, you know. We just, you know, we took LSD, we took cocaine, we took vast amounts of marijuana. It was fun at the time, but then we all just sort of, so this aren't very good idea anymore.
So you have a more stable life now?
No.
So
97 WYXR Memphis. We're rocking for Ozzy tonight. We're going all over the place with his career. Not too far after.
Mr. Crowley, what went on in your head? Oh, Mr. Crowley. Hi, Nightflight fans. We're talking with the one and only Ozzy Osbourne. Good evening, Ozzy.
What?
Good evening, Ozzy.
Hello there.
How are you?
Fine.
Ozzy.
WYXR Memphis, just checking in with you, seeing if you're still alive. We're going to keep the Ozzy rolling for the next about 20 minutes, 20-ish minutes.
Yeah.